Did you guys buy any of Jack's paintings?
Yes, all of them, actually.
He's got some awesome AI art.
I was laughing at Mushu from our chat responding to Jack and asking, like, hey, are these paintings original? Blah, blah, blah. Or, no, he's asking what prints were, and Jack is saying what prints were. Like, everyone just acting stupid in the replies. And also, Jack's got two quote tweets on that tweet and no likes on his store tweet. And then a bunch of replies of people he's blocked. But Mushu saying, I bought three prints, Jack, thanks. And he goes, thanks for your business. Let me know how they are. And he clearly only has one sale on his store still, because his metrics are public.
Guess
and then he replies again 2 minutes later and says, I don't see your order.
Guess who has the one sale? On his website. It's me.
Yeah. It is Tom.
It's so awesome. I bought his book. it's called Dilly Dolphin Gift Shop.
Yeah.
And it's all these prints.
Dilly Dolphin.
Like, he types in people having a picnic under a tree. Classic Americana. And it generates something where they all have four legs. And they're all like, they're all blending into each other.
The
and
perfect
it's body
burger.
Horror. Perfect burger. And he's trying to sell those for like $40.
I'm gonna make Midjourney imagine a perfect burger and see what it gives me.
I'm
gonna make
detestable.
My own store. Fuck it.
Have you guys seen his emo mug, which is like a very pixelated emoji with glasses, a frowning?
It's frowning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm emo.
And he's selling it for $33 Canadian.
I love how to Jack being emo is being a fucking like angry, grumpy cunt.
Did you see?
Which, of course, cunts united, not trans.
He has the MILF mug where it says, "Man, I love football," and then it's a soccer ball and a football.
You don't
like American football, and he's selling those for $14.57. He's stealing ideas from like other people because it's like Memphis barbecue is number one. Kansas City is the capital of barbecue.
Yeah,
you're
such an entrepreneur. You're such a genius, Jack.
My grandma's old house decoration, that was my favorite thing when I was a kid, but she eventually put them all away in storage because they were annoying to dust all the time, but she had all the mugs hanging up on hooks in like the archway from her kitchen to her dining room. Mm-hmm. Not in a way where it was like obstructive, but it was in a way where like all of her mug collection could be read in one place. It was sweet.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And I loved it. Like, it was the kind of thing too where no little kids ever fucked with it because it was just always there. So there was like this weird respect for it. None of those mugs ever got broken or anything. But those all had those types of like, my wife says if I go fishing again, she'll leave me. And boy, I'm going to miss her. Like, it was literally just truck stop type shit from the 80s. My grandparents road tripped a lot. And those are all Jack type mug. Like, those are those like the one.
Yeah,
I'm
like
not just
story.
Tired. I'm retired. But somebody in Discord made that say, I'm not just tired. I'm retired.
So, I have so many mugs, but they're all like ironic gift shop mugs. Like, I have one that's a 1990 calendar. That's a nice one. I've got like a one that's it's about yuppies that my wife found a long time ago, where it's got different examples of what yuppies have, like a VCR and a food processor.
That's cool. We have a ton of mugs because people give them as gifts, but like my wife and I don't even drink coffee. Like, so we just have all these mugs.
See, but that's good because then you guys are the people that put the good mugs at Goodwill and then I find them for 25 cents. Like,
drink
you guys
some
know
herbal
my...
tea.
We do. I drink tea, but like that's why I need like... We have mugs for like other people to visit, and then like if I'm drinking tea in the winter.
My favorite mug is the Barside mug.
Mine's mug root beer.
Classic.
That's a good one. So Jack, he actually, the perfect brisket is actually his brisket because you can see his kitchen, his old kitchen. Because it has the shitty, like those flavor syrups in the back, and you can see his oven.
Bro, my perfect burgers from Midjourney look like actual food compared to his. It's crazy.
Fuck well, it's a painting, though, is the thing, Michael. You didn't turn yours into art on canvas.
I know, I should.
I also, like, what's the rationale behind coming up with some of these ideas? Because there's, like, the country fishing. Okay, country boy and his dog, perfect burger, 4th of July, sure. He loves the United States and all
Native
60,
Americans.
60,
lots of it is
that's what
Native
I'm
Native Americans.
Why two Native American children playing? Why did he
two
put
Native
that
Americans
mid-journey?
Dancing?
Tom, the one near the top of the fucking farmer laying down with his family and he's got 2 feet on one leg.
Oh, that's
the
boot, so good.
The boots. He's got his, like, his 2 feet with like, it's one two-toed, two-footed boot. I'm so, doing three boot scooting.
One of his prints is, I think it's a photo of ribs that he made, similar to the bit brisket that Tom posted.
Yeah.
There's also like tons of options for how big the print is. You can like get it up to $150 if it's big. But two things about this. One, he uploaded the same photo of the ribs 10 times for all the image previews for his canvas. And then I just wanted to read the description because it seems like he also did this with ChatGPT, or he's really dumb. Everyone is looking for food art for their culinary cravings. No, they're not. This photo is nothing but clarity and mouthwatering. Perfect for your kitchen. The frame is made with profile radial pine that is ethically sourced from renewable forests. So it's woke.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.